高兴在今年的第一年，我们可以一起在这边敬拜主。
Very happy that it's the first Sunday, first weekend of the year.
所以我们在这边，我们就开始我们一整年，我们以敬拜成为我们一年的开始。
We use worship as the beginning of the this year.
在这边也希望大家新年快乐。
And wish you all happy New Year.
今年我们教会的主题呢，跟去年是一样的。
This year, our church theme is the same as last year.
是建立主爱的家。
Which is building a house that pleases the Lord.
所不同的是，我们去年的着重的是如何活出一个蒙神爱的一个个人的小家庭。
However, the difference is last year was live out individual family that pleases God.
而今年我们希望着重的是如何活出一个蒙神爱的一个教会的大家庭。
This year, we focus on living out a God-pleasing church family.
因此，在我们2015年的第一个主日，让我们一同来思考一件非常重要也首要的事情。
Therefore, on this first Sunday of 2015, let us ponder upon this question.
到底什么是教会？
What is church?
教会它的功能又是什么？
What is the purpose of church?
教会的基础又在哪里？
What is the foundation of church?
它的意义，它的目的何在？
What is the significance and purpose?
我们必须要对教会的意义，我们大家都必须要有一个共同的认识。
We must have the same understanding of the significance of church.
我们才能在同一个根基上面一起为这个教会做梦。
In order to be on the same foundation, to dream on the vision of church.
因为我们有同一个对教会的认知，我们才能一同往前。
Because in order to move forward, we have to have the same vision.
不然我们每一个人是可以为教会做梦，而且做的是一种异梦。
If we do not, then we'll everyone have our own dream, and we'll have bizarre dreams.
那个异梦不是从天而来，给我们一个从天来的启示，那是一个很奇异、很怪异的梦。
And that dream is not from above, and it's self-seeking desire.
就是个人所需，或者说我们天马行空，对教会有各种不同认知，一种梦啊。
Or like us seeking our own desires and have pipe dreams.
一艘轮船。
For a ship.
所有的水手跟乘客，包括他的船长，一定要清楚他们要往哪里去。
Every sailor, passenger, and captain must know where the destination is.
船长也要有把握的知道一个精准的路径。
And the captain must know a precise route.
这个整个旅程才有它的意义。
Then the whole entire ship will have a meaning.
一个公司必须要了解它自身的能力和所在，以及它存在的目的。
A company needs to understand its ability and the purpose of its existence.
它才知道自己存在的意义，它才能实际的去计划这个公司的未来。
Then it can purposefully prepare for the future.
同样的，主爱之家，今天我们在这边，我们必须要了解教会的基础到底是什么。
In the same way, House of Christ Love needs to know what the foundation of church is.
神给予教会的功用能力，它目的又何在？
What the God-given function, ability, and purpose are.
这样子，我们教会的存在的目的以及运作在神面前才有实质的价值。
Only then our existence and operation will be valuable in God's eyes.
既是这样子，我们既然称我们主爱之家为基督教会，我们当然要听听看基督他怎么样给教会来做一个定义，怎么样来描述教会为何物。
Since we are consider ourselves as Christ's church, we must see how Jesus Christ described church.
当然我们要翻翻圣经看看，耶稣基督怎么讲教会嘛，对不对？我们一定要看，因为如果说我们这是基督教会，我们一定要看基督怎么讲教会咯。
So therefore we have to look into the Bible, see what Jesus Christ described the churches.
但是我们会很讶异的发现，在整本的福音书里面，在四本所有的福音书里面，耶稣只讲到教会这一词只讲两次。
But surprisingly we see that Jesus in the Bible only used the word church twice.
今天我们就来读一下这两次的出现。
And we will read that where it happens.
这样子，这样子我就用中文 念一节，然后请 Lina 我的翻译念一节。
I'll read in Chinese one verse and then I'll read in English.
在马太福音十六章里面这是第一次耶稣讲述到教会。十三节这边说，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
In the Bible, it happens in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It says, "When Jesus came to region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?'"
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是那是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
But what about you? He asked, "Who do you say I am?"
西门彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by the Father in heaven."
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I tell you this, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
下一处是在马太福音十八章十七到十八节。
Another place that where church appeared is in Matthew chapter 18.
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector.
我实在告诉你们，
I truly tell you,
凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
实际上，耶稣用其他的字眼经常有来提到教会这个概念的。
Actually, Jesus has used many different words to describe what church is like.
实际上在耶稣在其他教导里面经常用天国啊、神国啊、羊圈啊、葡萄树等等来描述教会的光景以及他的未来。
He uses words such as kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, sheep pasture, grapevine to describe what church scene and future is like.
但是为什么耶稣在此特别用教会这个词，而不用其他的代名词来描写教会呢？
But then why did Jesus specifically use the word church and not use other words?
教会这个原文在希腊文里面是代表一群被呼叫出来或叫出来的人。
The word church in original Greek, it means a gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place.
因此耶稣在马太福音在这两处特别用教会这一词，是要强调教会是一批被呼召分别出来的一个群体。
In here, Jesus wants to specifically emphasize that church is gathering of citizens that are being called out.
人既然被呼召出来聚集在一起，一定有其中的一个目的的。
Since people are being called out, there must be a purpose.
这一群人也一定有一个呼召者、一个领导者、一个建立者和主人的。
There must be a caller, a leader, a founder, and a master.
所以我们必须要先来看看到底谁是这一群人的主人。
We must see who the master of this group of people is.
刚刚我们读的经文，耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
In the Bible that we read earlier, Jesus says, on this rock I will build my church.
我们看见教会的呼召者、拥有者、建立者只有一位。
We see that clearly the caller, owner, and the master of church, there's only one person.
那就是耶稣他自己。
And it's Jesus Christ himself.
哦，今天一个公司里面，哦，只要大家有钱，买了那个公司股票，嗯，你我就是那个公司的老板之一了。
Today in a company, as long as a person purchases stock, he's one of the owners.
股票持有者就是股东。
And the person that holds the stock is a stockholder.
而经理和员工要把他公司的业绩呢，他要负责的人呢，就是向股东负责。
The manager and workers have to report to the stockholder about their performance.
哎，我们今天在爱变做事，我们非常了解。今天爱变怎么会变成这样？就是我们负责的对象就是跟股东负责嘛。
And today IBM is like this because we all have to report back to the stockholder.
但是教会的股东跟老板，哎，结果是同一个人。
But there's only one stockholder and owner in church.
是谁？
Who is that?
教会的股东，他的投资者以及拥有者是谁啊？
Who's the stockholder? Who's the owner? The master of our church.
这边说，谁说我要把我的教会建立在这里啊？
Who says I will build my church?
谁说的？
Who said that?
耶稣啊，只有一位嘛。
Of course, Jesus. There's only one.
所以今天呢，我们如果说他是教会最终要交账的对象。
But there's only one person that we have to there's only one person that needs to pay the final price.
就是老板耶稣。
And that is the owner, Jesus Christ.
今天我们说主爱之家这个教会呢，我可以说是你的，也是我的。
Today I can say House of Christ Love is yours and it's mine.
但是另一方面呢，对不起，不是你的，也不是我的。
But on the other hand, sorry, it's neither yours nor mine.
主爱之家是你我服侍、敬拜。十一奉献，学习和享受主内肢体生活的教会。
House of Christ Love is a place for us to serve, to worship, to tithe, and to learn, enjoy the life of in the body of Christ.
我们属于这里，我们也为教会不同的事工来负责。
We belong here and need to be responsible to various services.
因此，我们可以大方地说，这是我的教会。
Therefore, we can definitely say this is my church.
可是教会的存在，它的方向、发展、成果，却不在乎你我肉身的喜好和决定。
However, the existence, direction, growth, and result of this church is not based on our own desire, because we are not the owners.
因为我们不是持有人。
Yeah, we're not the owners.
就算我是教会主席
，Even though I am the president of this church,
我对这个教会付出再多。
I can serve in many aspects.
我完全不拥有这个教会一分钱、任何的时间、财源、资历以及方向，我完全不拥有。
I do not owe any penny of this church. I don't owe any direction as a result of the church.
耶稣是唯一教会的持有人。
Jesus is only owner of this church.
对不起，这个不是你的教会，也不是我的教会。
Sorry, this church is not yours.Neither is am I.
是他的教会。
It's his church.
但是话又说回来。
But then again,
当我们学习今天活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We are learning I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
而且我们常在活在基督里面，基督也常在我里面。
And if you remain in me, and I in you.
借着熟悉和顺服耶稣的教导。是我们生命转换与耶稣合一的时候。
Through familiarizing and obeying Jesus' command.
哎，我们一与耶稣合一的时候，哎，他的教会又变成我的教会了。
Our lives will be united with him, and his church becomes our church.
因为我跟他是一，我跟他是同一个人，你跟他也是同一，我们都属于他，他也属于我们，他的就是我们的。
I am united with him. You are united with him. We're all united with him. So whatever is his is also ours.
我们与基督同归于一了。
We are united as one.
我们个人没有了，我们消失在他的里面了。
We disappear within him.
他的心意就是我们的喜悦。
And his desire is our joy.
我们在他的里面得到了一切的基业。
We have gained all foundations in him.
这个认知使教会的运作变得非常的单纯。
And this understanding of operation of church is simple.
但是又非常的困难。
But it's also complex.
单纯的是当教会开会有大会的时候或者做任何决定的时候
Simple because when church members have meetings or decision making
并不像其他公司开股东大会我在这边教会有付出多少股东股份我应该做什么决定不是非常的简单因为我们老板只有一个、
It's not like a stockholder meeting in a companyLike one person says, I have more share of this, so I get to make more decision. We simply only have to respond to God.
我们只要对一位负责，我们只要讨好一位主人就够了，多简单嘛！你说教会赚钱太容易了，我们只要讨好一个就好了。
We have to simply seek Jesus' mind and just make Him happy.
但是困难的是，我们每一个人在基督成长的里面，基督在我们。里面成长的身量各有不同。
But the difficult part is, every one of us grows in the measure of the fullness of Christ differently.
我们每一个人正在用不同的角度、层面、速度经历耶稣、了解耶稣。
We are all growing in different area, level, and speed. Therefore, our understanding of Jesus Christ is different.
所以我们对耶稣的心意、认知一定会有不同的。
And his desire, every one of us see it differently.
所以当我们实质要去操作运作教会的时候我们就会产生意见上或者看法上的不同
And when we go to have the operation of this we'll have different point of view
那怎么办呢
So what do we do?
今天我不知道在座有多少人去过加拿大
I don't know how many of you have been to Canada
我相信很多人都去过加拿大、
I believe many of you guys have been
那我今天如果请大家拿出笔跟纸来，我请你画一张加拿大的10块钱钞票，你画得出来吗
？If I ask you to, if I give you a pen and pencil and a paper and ask you to draw $10 bill of Canadian money, would you be able to do that？
大家去过吗？你请问画一张加拿大钞票
？You guys have been to Canada. Would you be able to draw that？
然后我们来比，看谁画的最像。
And we compare amongst ourselves to see who has whose is most similar.
然后看有某一个人 来做这个评判看谁画的钞票最像
And one person be the judge to see who draw the most accurate
请问大家做得到吗
Can you guys do it?
我们记忆力再好如果我们没有去认真去记那个钞票的样子我们根本分辨不出来谁到底画的像加拿大钞票
Regardless of how good our memory is if we have not really took time to remember what it looks likeThen we won't be able to know.
你的艺术天分再高
Doesn't matter how artistic you are.
你如果没看过加拿大币，你就是画不出来。
If you have never seen the Canadian money, you would never be able to draw it out.
我们今天每一个在主爱之家的人，如果我们对教会的主人不熟
here every one of us, if we're not familiar with the owner of House in Christ's love.
那我们聚在一起要讨论他的心意的时候我们就只能凭着自己个人的想象或喜好来猜他要什么。
When we gather together to know see his desire, all we can do is to guess.
我们就各自发挥。
And we do it on our own way.
教会的合一根本的途径不是在于规章。
And the path of unity of church is not regulation.
不是在于你怎么样去经营，怎么样去管理，不是在于独裁或者民主。
Not management, not dictatorship, nor is it democracy.
甚至不是强调我们要彼此尊重。
And not to respect each other.
也是不是说在讲台不断的要跟大家说要顺服啦，要合一啦。
And not continuously preaching about submission and unity up on stage.
是的，这些都非常重要。
Yes, those are very important.
但是最快最根本的是大家一起奋力去追求认识教会唯一的主人这是最快的
But the most speedy and the most important is everyone strive and pursue to understand the only owner
我们一起去奋力去认识这位主人渐渐的我们的思想对于他的教会要怎么运作渐渐的我们思想就靠近了
Once we do that, our thoughts will naturally become more similar
因此我鼓励，我们也体谅大家，我们一起来鼓励，新的一年我们再好好的去读圣经，去认识耶稣。
So therefore let's be considerate and encourage each other in the new year to read Bible.
不但用头脑去认识去听到，也用生命来操练耶稣的教导，借此来认识他的心意。
Not simply use our head to listen to sermons, but also use our lives to know God's Son more and by applying Jesus' teaching.
我们整个教会就很自然的就会一起齐心的来讨我们主人的喜悦。
And once we do that, the whole church will naturally become a church that pleases our owner.
接下来我们要看那教会的基础是什么。
Next, we'll see the foundation of building of a church.
耶稣说我要把我的教会、哦、所以他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Jesus says, on this rock, I will build my church.
所以耶稣他说我要，也代表说他不单单是这个教会的拥有者，他也是教会的执行长。
Jesus says, I will means that he's not simply the owner, but he's alsoThe persecutor.
CEO.
CEO.
Okay. 原来在靠近原文的说法，这句话的说法，耶稣是说，在此磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
The closer meaning to the original translation is, I will build my church on this rock.
所以这一个主人，他说他要在一个特别的磐石上建立他的教会，作为基础。
In here, Jesus says, I will build his church on this rock as the foundation.
所以刚刚已经解释得很清楚，经文这边也告诉我们非常清楚，教会的主人是谁？再一次。
Bible clearly tells us that main builder of this church is who? Who was it?
耶稣。那谁是建造者？再一次。
Yes, Jesus. Who was the builder?
问题是他要建造在什么磐石上面？
The question is, what rock is he going to build it on?
这个教会的基地它到底指的是什么？
What is the foundation of church?
如果一个建筑物它的基础不好，我们叫它叫做危楼。
If a building has a poor foundation, then it's very dangerous.
是很恐怖的，你走进去你都不知道这个楼什么时候垮。
It's very scary because when you enter it, you don't know when it's going to collapse.
那我们就相信耶稣说他把他的教会建立在这磐石上，那一定是最稳固是永恒的一个磐石。
When Jesus says he's going to build his church on this foundation, he means this is very solid ground.
所以我们必须要了解这个磐石到底在说什么。
So therefore, we really need to understand what the foundation, the rock, is.
我们知道，当耶稣说这句话的时候，他是跟彼得讲的。
We know that when Jesus said this line, he was talking to Peter.
困难的是，磐石跟彼得这两个字在当时文化他们用的亚兰文的里面呢，实际上是同一个字。
The difficulty is the word rock and Peter in Aramaic is in the same word. Is the same word.
但是当他写成圣经的时候，是用希腊文写的。在希腊文里面，彼得是指小石头的意思。
And in Greek, where when the Bible was written, Peter means small rock.
磐石是大石头的意思。
And the rock means a big rock.
所以在这圣经写下来的时候，是用两个字写的。
So when the Bible was written, it was written in two different words.
所以我们也搞不清楚耶稣当时讲话的时候，他到底是用哪一个语言讲的。
So we don't know which language Jesus spoke in.
但是我们所知道，福音书的作者马太是刻意用希腊文，是用两个不同字写下来。
But we know that the author of the Gospel Matthew, he used two different Greek words.
那天主教解释，彼得在这里就是那磐石，也就是说彼得就是耶稣所指的那个教会的磐石。
Catholic Church's explanation is that Peter, which means the same, which is the rock.
所以彼得使徒彼得就是教会独尊的基石，因此天主教称他为整个教会历史的第一个教宗。
And Peter is known as the rock.And he is the foundation. He was the first pope.
因此他也掌管了天国的钥匙。
And therefore he controls the key to kingdom of heaven.
但是在从历史观点和其他经文里面去告诉我们，这样子的解释并不合理，也不通。
However, history in other Bible verses tells us that this explanation is not valid.
保罗在他书信加拉太书里面二章九节说
Paul in Galatians chapter 2 verse 9 says,
他说那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法，也就是彼得、约翰。
He says in there, James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed.
所以在保罗他写书信的时候，他要告诉别人，教会的柱石在那个时候有雅各、有彼得、有约翰。
They were esteemed as a pillar. So James, Cephas, John, they were as the pillars.
可见第一代教会，那个时候彼得还活的时候，若尊称使徒是教会的柱石的话，彼得并非独一至高的基石。
So we can see that if the apostles were known as a pillar, then Peter is not the only foundation.
他也不是排在第一位，而是有其他的使徒与他并列。
And he's not number one. There are other apostles lined up with him.
而且彼得还活的时候，有许多其他的第一代教会也被建立起来，并不是彼得去建立的。
And when Peter was still alive, there were other churches that were built, but they were not built by Peter.
然后之后在启示录，耶稣在启示录给约翰异象的时候，他就称这些教会是他所在意的教会。哎，这些耶稣称之为教会的，并不是彼得所建立的。
And later on in Revelation, when Jesus was giving the vision to John, he recognized those churches, but they were not built by Peter.
另外就是彼得自己也不认为他是教会唯一的基石。
Another note is that Peter himself did not see himself as the foundation.
他写的书信里面从来没有跟人家说，哎，你要建立教会要经过我。
And when he writes his letters, he's never said that he is the foundation. And when they build church, they have built it on his name.
另外，耶稣在这边说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And here Jesus says, through him.
Okay, the gate of Hades cannot overcome it, will not overcome it.
Overcome it.
他这个字是指，可以指是磐石或者指这个教会。
The word it can mean rock or church.
但是如果这个 it, 这个磐石是指磐石的话，他大可以说阴间的权势不能胜过你，因为他正在跟彼得讲话。他何必说他呢？他就是代表耶稣跟彼得之外的第三者。
Here it means the rock, also known as Peter. Jesus can simply say, "The gate of Hades will not overcome you." But Jesus used a third-person pronoun, "it." Therefore, "it" means something other than Peter.
那磐石到底是指什么
？Then what is it? What is
那教会的基础到底是什么
？Then what is the foundation?
根据上下文，这个磐石就是彼得前面所说过的那句话。
So from the passage above and below, rock.
彼得对耶稣说，你是那基督，中文漏翻了，你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。
Which was what Peter said to Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
耶稣用这两个身份的合体的宣告和认知来表示，这个就是教会的基石。
Therefore, Jesus used that unity of it unifying.To express that this is the foundation of church.
基督啊，中文的基督这个发音呢，原来是希腊语的一个音译。
The word Christ, Messiah, was originally in Greek.
它的意义翻出来就是一个拯救世界的王。
Which translated into the king that saves the world.
然后这个里面宣告又说他是天父的独生子，他是神的独生子。
And it proclaims that he's the only son of a heavenly father.
也就是说，彼得刚刚做这个宣告，他这句话就总结了所有使徒和先知的宣告跟预言。
And when Peter made the proclamation, he summarizes the apostles' proclamation and prophets' prophecies.
这句话借着彼得受了圣灵的感动之后，他就说出来，就表明出来。
And it was expressed through Peter, who was touched by the Holy Spirit.
这个认知的本身就是教会的根基。
And the knowing of it, the understanding of it, is the foundation of church.
所以保罗在以弗所书二章二十节写着，教会被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Therefore, Paul writes in Ephesians 2:20, church being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, which Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
所以教会的基石不是活动啊。
For church, the foundation is not activities.
因为活动会因着经常去做，会产生疲乏，失去新鲜感，而会被淘汰掉的。
Because activities will die down with lack of interest.
甚至它也不是会章，因为会章会跟着文化跟政治的环境而改变的。
It is not constitution because it will change with culture and environment.
也不是任何的人。
And it's not another person.
不是任何的法师、师父、教宗、教皇，因为人会死掉的。
It's not a master, a pope, or another person, because man will die.
因为人也会犯错的。
And man will make mistakes.
对耶稣的身份的清楚认知和宣告，这个本身却是可以永续而且牢靠的，因为它是一个真理的宣告。
The understanding and proclamation of Jesus' identity can be firm and sustained because this is a truth.
因此他是磐石。
Therefore, he is the rock.
但是耶稣这两个身份的合体，两个身份，一个他是基督，一个他是神的儿子，或者说他就是神。这两个身份的合体，对我们这一群被呼召的人有什么实质上的意义呢？
Jesus Christ being unified with two identities, one being the rock, one being Messiah, the Christ. What does it have to do with us who are being called out?
这边说耶稣是那基督，也就是说他是唯一的救主。
And here it says Jesus is the rock, and which means he is the Savior.
因此我们不再需要在他以外的人事物去寻找心灵和灵魂上的拯救了。
So therefore, we do not need to seek outside other things to satisfy our physical and spiritual need.
因为他是唯一的救主，我们也必须受他保护，来依靠他，在他里面，在他的带领底下得到拯救。
And because he's the only savior, we do not need to look to for any others, for others besides him.
但是他不单是拯救者，他另外一个身份，他是全能永生神的儿子，他就是神。
We are being protected by him, and we can rely on him. He is the savior of ours.
他是神，他的拯救就全备有永恒性了。
And he is the savior. He's with us, and he's the son of God.
再一次说，这个基石是这两个身份的合体。
This rock has two identities, and it's being unified as one.
那对我们必须要再想一想，这是什么意思
？For us, we have to really ponder upon what does it really mean.
今天如果大家很高高兴兴的带着妻子、孩子，或者说跟朋友一起到远洋去钓鱼，到深海钓鱼
，So if you're bringing your kids, your family very happily going out to fishing in the ocean,
突然乌云密布，雷电交加
，And suddenly there's a huge thundering lightning storm,
然后波涛汹涌。
And a huge wave come.
结果船难了，你掉到海里了。
And then you have a shipwreckage, and you fell into the ocean.
狂风巨浪正无情的要把你吞噬，把你卷到海底。
And violent storm and roaring waves want to devour you.
就在这个时候，你突然在旁边看到那个人家 UPS 用的一个包装大的一个保利龙，或者中国叫发泡胶。
And then suddenly you see.Suddenly you see a big chunk of packaging styrofoam from UPS.
这是不是你的拯救啊？
Is that a rescue for you?
哇，在那个时候当然是一个拯救了。
Yes, of course, it could be used to rescue you.
但是如果另一方面，如果这时候突然风平浪静，阳光普照。
But then what if the storm stops and the sun is shining down?
又出现一个超大的游轮。
And then a huge cargo ship appears.
突然行驶过来，特别来找你。
And it came just to come to find you, to rescue you.
然后特别用不同的方法把你跟你的家人全部一起捞上岸。
And use different methods to dig you guys out.
那这超大游轮的拯救就是稳妥全备有能力的拯救。
Then this ship, the cargo ship, the rescue of the cargo ship is reliable and is full of power.
都是拯救，您要哪一种拯救
？They're both rescue. Which one would you want?
因为耶稣是神，因此他的教导就是真理，是完全可信，值得我们用生命去遵守。
Because Jesus is the Son of God, He is God. Therefore, His teachings are truth.
因为他的身份至高，值得我们敬拜、敬畏。
His identity is enough for us to worship, to be fearful of.
因为他的权柄超过一切，他的能力无限，超越时空，就值得我们去依靠他。
His authority overpower all. His power is limitless, exceeds the universe. It is definitely worthy of us to lean on.
因为他是神，他无限的智慧就值得我们去发掘、去品味、去思量。
And because he is God, his infinite wisdom is worthy of us to explore, to taste, and to ponder upon.
他的身份，这两个身份的合体，就是教会的根基。
And the two identities that he has is the foundation of church.
那接下来我们要问，那我们教会被建立以后，那我们的能力跟权柄在哪里呢？
Then we have to see what the ability and the purpose of our church is.
当耶稣讲完教会根基之后，他马上就提到教会的能力和权柄。他说：“我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
As soon as Jesus finished talking about the foundation of church, he immediately talks about the ability and authority. He says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
耶稣是说，因为教会有这个磐石，教会这一个团体就是一个得胜的团体。
And because church has this foundation, this rock, church is a victorious group.
阴间的权势遇到教会就输了。
Once the gates of Hades face the church, it loses.
阴间遇到教会，它就起不了作用了。
And the gates of Hades face church, it does not have any effect.
在中文说阴间的权势，实际上在原文在这里讲的是阴间的门。
In here, gates of Hades could be known as door of Hades.
阴间有门吗？
Does Hades have door?
我跟大家说阴间有门哦。
Yes, there it does.
而且阴间不但有门啊，而且对在门外面的人呢，他还大开，还吸引你我们进去。
And not only have a door, the door is open to all and lures all everyone in.
但是这个门呢，不是像我们这个门，我们要去选择去开的，就走到一个地方去开的门。
The door is not like the doors we have here that you walk towards it and you go into it.
我跟大家说，阴间的门离我们非常的近。
I tell you guys, the door of Hades is very close to us.
阴间的门就在我们脚底下。
It is right below our feet.
我们今天没有在教会里面一踏就掉到那个门里面。
If we're not careful, we can really fall into it.
今天这个阴间的门不但大开，
The door of Hades is not only open，
而且就在我们脚下。
It is also right below our feet。
我们今天一走路一站起来，可能就掉下去。
We walk, we might simply just fall into it。
因为我们是罪人，
Because we are sinners，
我们就很自然的，就像地心引力一样，就一定会掉到阴间的。
Naturally, like gravity, will simply be pulled down into Hades.
躲都躲不掉。
You can't hide from it.
今天我们每一个人都要死。
Every one of us will die.
死了就去阴间。
Once we die, we go to Hades.
因为阴间就是死亡的归属。
Because Hades is where death goes.
是充满死亡和罪性的地方。
And that's where sin and death goes.
有些人说，那死就死嘛，一死百了，死了那又怎么样？
Some people say, so what? I die, and that's it.
但是有一个坏消息要跟很多人说。
But sorry, there's a bad news for you guys.
死了以后有一个东西不死。
Once you die, there's something that does not die.
就是灵魂不死。
And it's your soul.
你想把它关机，关不掉。
You can turn it off, but it does not go off.
它就是不结束。
It just does not end.
那灵魂进了阴间，然后进去之后，进阴间的时候，那个门是开的，是没有上锁的。
When your soul goes towards Hades, the door of Hades is open.
但是灵魂一进去，要出阴间的时候就被反锁了。
But once you enter, the door locks and you cannot exit.
阴间是我们的归属。
Hades is where we belong.
马太福音第七章，耶稣说：“阴间的门不单是宽的，它的路隐去的路也是大的。”
Matthew 7 states that the gates of Hades is wide And the road is narrow, is broad.
让人不知不觉的就走上阴间路了。
Many people are unaware, and they're already heading towards it.
今天我们实际上走到很多不同道路上，我们以为这是康庄大道，实际上我们走的是阴间的路。
Many times when we walk, we believe that it's the road towards goodness, but actually we're going towards gate of Hades.
阴间的势力正侵蚀着人性，使我们堕落、绝望、悲观。
The power of Hades is devouring human, allowing them to fall into sin, be hopeless.
去追求肉体上短暂的享乐。
Allowing people to pursue the short happiness of bodily desire.
社会跟文化更加速我们往阴间的道路去。
Society and culture has sped up our pace towards Hades.
社会道德沉沦。我们去美化一些道德的沉沦，说美化成说是我们要彼此尊重。
Ethics of society has total depravity. It has been beautified as mutual respect.
我们我行我素，然后我们把它美化成这是一个民主的社会。
Persist on my own way has been beautified as civilized democratic society.
哦，但是耶稣说这个阴间的权势再大
However, Jesus says, even though the power of Hades seems unbeatable,
好像无法抵抗啊。
It seems like you cannot overcome it.
但是有一个团体可以胜过它。
But there's a group that is able to overcome it.
不但能够胜过它，还可以封住它的口。
It cannot simply overcome it, but seal it as well.
是什么团体？
Which group is that?
教会。
Yes, church.
门就算底下有教会，对不起，我封住了。
The door is right below our feet, but with church, we seal it.
耶稣接着说：“我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。”
Jesus continues to say, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
你在这边并不是指彼得一个人所讲的。
The word you in here does not mean Peter only.
彼得在这边是一个使徒的代表。
Peter is the representative of the church.
他在这里也代表了教会。
And he represents church.
他在说我要把这个权柄给教会。
In here, Jesus means that he wants to give the authority to the church.
我们怎么知道呢？因为在马太福音十八章十八节，耶稣讲了一模一句一样的话，只是在这边，耶稣没有说我要给你，他是说我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
How do we know? Because Jesus in Matthew 18:18 it says the same thing. He said the same thing.Instead of saying you, he meant you all, you guys. And he says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
也就代表这个信息是跟权柄是给全教会的。
And it means that the message is to the whole church.
也就是说这个教会不单单能够胜过阴间，封住阴间的口，我们还能做一件事，我们还可以打开天上的门。
It means the church not only able to seal the door of Hades, it is also able to open the doors of kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，教会里面有好几把钥匙，一把钥匙可以去关门，一把钥匙可以开门。
So we know that church has many keys. One is to close the door of Hades, and another one is to open the gate of kingdom of heaven.
天国是神的所在，生命的所在，爱的所在。
Kingdom of heaven is where God is, where love is.
而我们教会就是使人能够通天的一个管道。
And church is a group that is able to allow people to go to heaven.
我们有钥匙。
We have the key.
那个钥匙就是耶稣的名啊，耶稣是救主，耶稣是神啊。
And the key is the name of Jesus. Jesus is a savior, and he is a God.
耶稣没有把天国的钥匙给天使，却给了谁？
Jesus did not give the key to heaven to the angels, but to who?
你说有钥匙通常是要负责的。
You know, when you have church, you have responsibility.
耶稣把钥匙给了谁啊？
Who did Jesus give the key to?
给了什么团体啊？
To which group?
给了教会。
He gave it to church.
我们是多么有荣耀跟权柄和能力的。
We have authority, we have glory.
记得有一年在这边啊 Dutchess County 我们经历大风雪，如果大家还记得有一次因为大风雪，所以所有附近的大的树木全部倒塌。
I remember one year in Dutchess County we had a huge snowstorm. I don't know if you guys remember, but many trees collapsed.
结果到处断电，然后每一个路都不通。
And many places lost electricity and all the roads were not accessible.
所以整个地区有三天都瘫痪在雪堆里面。
So the whole county was paralyzed in snow for 3 days.
但是危险的是家里都没有电也没暖气了。
But many places lost heat.
但是大家也出不来，因为出来的路被那个树给挡住了。
And people cannot get out of their house because the tree collapsed onto the roads.
结果这边的政府他因为全部都被树挡住，他的铲雪车也进不来。
And the snowplows couldn't get to the streets because it was covered by the collapsed trees.
但是这个时候，我的邻居他家有一个非常高大的一个4x4 一个非常大型的越野车，他前面还装了一个铲雪用的铲子。
And here my neighbor he has a large ground clearance jeep and he has a snowplow in the front.
然后他家有两个很巨大、马力强大的链锯。
And he has two powerful chainsaws.
他就带着他的儿子一条街一条街的去为大家砍树来开路。
So he took his son and went street to street to help people cut down trees and open roads.
因为他们的能力和责任感，许多人的困难解决了。
Because of his ability and responsibility, he solved many people's difficult situations.
甚至救了他们的命。
Even saving their lives.
大家对他们的义行又感激又赞赏。
And people are very thankful and admire of his willingness to help.
今天神把挡住阴间的权柄和开天国的钥匙给了谁？再一次。
So here God has given the authority to seal Hades and the key to heaven, kingdom of heaven to whom?
那我们要怎么去用这几把重要的钥匙？
So then how do we use this special key?
因为我们怎么用这些钥匙能够影响人将来要去阴间还是到天国？
Because how we use this key will affect people from going to heaven or to Hades.
没有听过福音的人正快速地滑到阴间的权势。
Many people who have not heard the gospel are sliding right into Hades.
今天 Dutchess County 大概有1600个中国人没有进过教会，没有听过福音。
In Dutchess County today, there's about 1600 people that have never heard of the gospel.
令人忧心的是，这两年以后，很多人可能因为 IBN 的变动的缘故，会搬离这个地方。
What worries us is that in the next 2 years, many people might be leaving Dutchess County because of IBM change.
我估计大概有200人会因此搬到其他地方。
I estimate about like 200 people will leave because of IBM.
我们教会可以运用这个钥匙去影响人家的时间不多了。
The time that we have to use this key to draw people in is running out.
这莫大的责任莫大的能力带来莫大的责任啊。
Great power has brought us great responsibility.
我想在这边我鼓励大家也鼓励自己，第一个我们要知道我们有了这个钥匙，第一个要我们不要害怕阴间的权势，阴间的门胜不了我们。
Therefore I am encouraging you guys, encourage myself as well, that when we have this key, we do not need to be afraid.The gates of Hades cannot overcome us.
我们要大胆地用不同的管道把天国的好消息传给别人。
We need to use different routes to spread the good news of kingdom of heaven to others.
我们要让周遭的人从我们身上他们看到天国的影子。
We need to let the people around us to see the kingdom of God through us.
我们就爱。
Our love.
我们要乐观，我们对未来有主基督耶稣给我们的盼望。
We need to be optimistic. We need to have hope for the future from Jesus Christ.
我们活得要有依靠。
We need to have someone to lean on.
而且我们要反映神的圣洁。
We need to reflect God's holiness.
让罪不能再辖制我们。
And have sin not bound us anymore.
让我们主动愿意服侍其他的人。
Let us be willing to serve others.
让人家从我们身上看见耶稣愿意寻找他们，愿意服侍，愿意拯救他们的那一个态度，从 我们身上看到耶稣的影子。
We need to reflect ourselves so that people can see Jesus Christ through us, through our actions, through our words.
但是当我们服侍别人的时候，我们很自然会遇到一个情况。
But when we serve others, we naturally have this, this thing come up.
别人就是怎么样，要谢谢我们，对吧？
People like to thank you.
别人就会想给我们礼物，对不对？
And people want to give you gifts to appreciate you.
别人就会想说，我能够为教会做什么，对不对？
And people naturally ask, oh, what can I do for church?
我行不行帮教会漆油漆？
How about I pave the floor of the church?
你们教会有 potluck, 我行多点的带点菜来。
If your church have potluck, I'll bring extra dishes.
我行不行奉献？
How about I tithe?
你知道我在过去都觉得，不要啦，不要啦，不好意思啦。
In the past, I always think, oh, it's okay, you know.
有一次我从美国到中国去讲道，讲完到那边一个教会要给我奉献。
So when I went to China one time to preach, the church over there wanted to give me a token appreciation.
我说不要了，不要了，我想我都花飞机票了，你这个算什么嘛？不需要，你们教会自己留着吧。
I said, no, 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 it's okay. You guys already paid for the airfare. That you can just keep it for yourselves.
在美国有一次我去讲到那个教会比我们还小。
So another time I went to your church, which was smaller than our church in US.
结果讲完道的时候，他们要给我讲员费。
So after I finished, they wanted to give me a token appreciation.
我说不要啦，不要啦，都是主内。
I said, oh no, it's okay. We're all Christians. We're all in Christ.
结果我错了。
But then you know what? I was wrong.
我阻挡别人在天国有份。
I blocked people's share in kingdom of heaven.
马太福音十章四十节，耶稣说：“接待你们的，就是接待我；接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。”
In Matthew 10, Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me."
就是当人家接待我，因着我对他们在主内的服事接待我的时候，实际上他们是接待了天上的神啊。
So when they receive me and give me the appreciation, they're actually receiving the one up in heaven.
我拒绝别人。
When I reject and refuse,
我自己觉得很高尚。
I think I'm doing well. I'm doing good.
我以为替教会做面子。你不要，我们教会自己出。
And I thought I'm doing something good for the church. It's okay. I can do it myself.
实际上，我阻挡了别人接受天上接触的机会了。
But you know what? I was wrong. I was blocking their way of receiving, what is from above.
我们要了解到。当教会有人，特别教会以外的人，因着我们愿意付出回报，要他们想回报的时候，不要拒绝。
So we have to know when people from outside they want to show their appreciation, you allow them, you do not block them.
不要客气。
Don't be so generous.
但是这些不是我们的动机。
But because that's not what we want.
我们服事不是要回报。
When we serve, we do not want something in return.
但是当他们给的时候，我们就。把这个给到教会或 自己收，是要为的是要让对方蒙福。
So when we receive it for ourselves or we receive it for church. We're actually blessing them.
我们拒绝反而阻挡了他们接待天父的机会。
When we refuse and we reject, we're actually blocking them from receiving what's from above.
因此我鼓励所有弟兄姊妹出去侍奉。
So I encourage you all to go out and to serve.
当其他人要回馈的时候
And when others want to show their appreciation,
告诉他你蒙福了，因为你连到天上了，我们有了钥匙，我们让你通天了。
So we bless them. We tell them that you guys are blessed. You guys have been connected with the heaven. We have the key to the kingdom of heaven.
当他们要奉献到教会的时候，请奉献到教会。
And when they want to tithe to church, you tell them, yes, tithe to church.
钱不是给你，也不是给我。
The money is not going to you, nor is it going to me.
是给天上的。
It's going to heaven.
我们是要有钥匙的人。
We are the ones holding the keys.
我们不要凭着自己的意思把钥匙收起来。
Do not withhold that keys into ourselves.
另外，我们要齐心祷告，使灵魂得救。
Because we want to pray so that all the souls can be saved.
抵制黑暗的权势在这个地区。
To overcome the power of darkness in this place.
我们最后复习一下。
So let us review.
谁是教会的老板？
Who is the owner of the church?
谁是教会的建造者？
Who is the builder of the church?
那我们教会要对谁负责？
And who do we need to look up to?
耶稣。
Jesus.
什么是教会的基础？
What is the foundation of church?
就是耶稣是什么？
What is Jesus?
耶稣是谁？什么是教会基础？
What is the foundation of church? Who is Jesus?
是基督，是救主。
Jesus, Messiah, the Christ.
耶稣是永生神的儿子。
Is the Son of the Living God.
什么是教会的地位？
What is the position of church?
我们是战胜阴间的团体。
It's a group that overcome Hades.
我们的权柄是什么？能力是什么？
What is authority and the power of us?
我们有什么？
What do we have?
我们有什么？我们有通天的钥匙。
We have the key to kingdom of heaven.
然后最后我们一起来做这个宣告，因为当时耶稣就是要彼得做这个宣告的。
Let us do a proclamation in the end, because Jesus wants Peter to proclaim as well.
我们一起先用英文来念这个宣告。
Let us read this proclamation in English.
一二三 ，Jesus is the Messiah.The Son of the Living God. 我们一起用中文来念这个宣告。耶稣是救主，是永生神的儿子。愿意这个成为我们教会的基础。愿意我们拿这把钥匙好好用，不要放在口袋。我们出去了，每一个人都有钥匙。
May the understanding be the rock of our church, and we can use this key.To go out, to lead people to the kingdom of heaven.
我们接下来请TC弟兄为我们主持圣餐。
And we ask Brother TC for Holy Communion.
希望请以恒来做翻译。
And you can be the translator.